Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Yes, good morning and welcome to the round 21 edition of the Monday Waffle. Sam McPherson here for you for your Monday Waffle on a Friday. The home and away season just completed. Finals coming up this weekend. Two cracking contests on the way. Claremont will take on East Perth in an elimination final, and South Fremantle will take on West Perth in what is sure to be a cracking game given their last game just a few weeks ago. But we'll whip around the grounds quickly from the weekend, which saw Subi take on Perth. Subi winning that one and continuing and having an undefeated home and away season. They won that one 17-10, 1-12 to 6-4-40. And much like the rest of the season, they absolutely dominated their opposition from start to finish and finished the season with a percentage. Wait for this, 221.5%. Now, I don't know the stats around the best percentage ever in a waffle season, but I can't imagine that one's been beaten too often. The best players in that one, Josh DeLuca continued his big season. He had 30 touches and Ben Sokal kicked 5 goals. And for Perth, Clint Jones, the skipper, he continues to just lead from the front. He had 30 touches. And Cody Leggett, the man with the longest leg in the waffle, had 18 touches. But Subi were far, far too good for Perth. Probably as expected, Perth season ending up only just one win and percentage out of the 5-7-11 for the season, but that's the end of the Demons for 2018. Next up, we had a cracking game between Swans and Claremont. Claremont winning this one after the siren, believe it or not, in a very, very good game of waffle footy. Jai Bolton kicking the winner after the siren. They won it 13-13-91 to 13-8-86. Best players in that one, Alex Manuel kicked 5 goals for Claremont. A great game from him. And Jai Bolton kicking a winning goal and also amassing 33 touches. For the Swans, Reece Palmer, 25 touches, continued his really good season back in the waffle. Nathan Blakely had 23. And now coming up on the podcast just a little bit later, we'll get Mitchell Bain, who debuted for Swans on the weekend, just a 17-year-old. He had 14 touches and kicked goal of the game, potentially goal of the year, making Channel 10's play of the day. In a huge goal, he took 6 bounces, had a run from half back all the way into the forward 50 and kicked a very, very nice goal. Going to be hard to top that one for the rest of his career. Next up, we had Peel and East Perth. Now, this game shaped up as a cracker, ended, well, very, very short of that. It was a pretty, pretty ordinary performance from Peel. At home, they lost at 4-6-30 to 16-18-114. Now, both teams were playing for a spot in the finals. East Perth winning that one very, very comfortably by 84 points. The best in that one, well, for Peel, Daniel Pearce had 29 touches and Ben Hallett had 21. They really have led the front for Peel all year. And what's been a disappointing year, they missed the finals. And that's the end of their season, 7-11. They finished the season 7 wins, 11 losses. Percentage of just 80, so that's the end of their season. They won't be winning the flag again this year. And for East Perth, they snuck into the 5 with an 8-10 record. They'll take on Claremont on Saturday. Luke Partington, Braden Ainsworth and Hamish Brayshaw amongst the best for them. All, of course, on the Eagles list. Luke Partington, 29 touches. Braden Ainsworth, 33 touches. And Hamish Brayshaw, we've spoken about him a bit here on the Monday Waffle. He continues his really, really good form. After a slowish start to the year, he had 29 touches. And then finally, we had the Sharks take on the Bulldogs. Now, the bottom of the table Sharks didn't give much of a fight in their crosstown derby against South Freo. They lost that one 5-6-36 to 23-11-149. A disappointing season for East Freo. They finished with a 2-win and 16-loss record, a percentage of just 52. South steamrolled into the finals. 23 goals, 11 they kicked. They finished in second position. And they will play West Perth this weekend. They had a 13-win and 5-loss record. Now, in that game, Nick Subin and Hayden Schleuth, my man Schleuth, very good games, 35 and 34 touches respectively. And for East Fremantle, there weren't too many shining lights, but George Hampson's had a super year. You'd think the best and fairest was all his to win there down at East Fremantle. He had 24 touches, and Deon Anthony had 25 touches. So that sets up this weekend. Saturday afternoon, we will have at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. It'll be South Fremantle taking on West Perth. Now, it wasn't that long ago these two fought it out in a very wet and wintry day down at South Fremantle Oval. And South Freo got up by just 5 points. So that's sure to be an absolutely cracking contest. Get down to Freo Oval and see that one. And in the elimination final, Claremont take on East Perth. That'll be on Channel 7. Both games on Channel 7. This one on Sunday. And the winner, the loser of the Claremont East Perth game, that will be end of 2018 for them. So some big games lined up in the Waffle this weekend. And make sure you take a look.
Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
Joining us now on the Monday Waffle podcast is Mitchell Bain. He debuted for Swan Districts on Saturday against Claremont in what was a heartbreaking loss in the end, but he did kick a pretty special goal. Mitchell, how was the debut on Saturday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Started on the wing. I was pretty nervous before the game, but as soon as I got into it, yeah, it was all right.
Did you feel a lot better after you got your first touch and felt like you contributed?
My first touch was a shot on goal, and then I missed that, and I shouldn't have. But yeah, after that, it all settled down.
The nerves got the better of you there. So Run us through the game. It was obviously a tight affair all day, and as we said in the opener, Claremont got up after the siren. But obviously, the Swans have had an indifferent year. So how was the game as a whole?
Yeah, we just went into the game with like nothing to lose because we couldn't make finals, and we're just trying to stop them from getting a home final. And the game was like really competitive all day, and they just got over us in the end.
Yeah, and have you been in a game where you'd lost after the siren before?
No, I've been in a game where we drew on the siren, but that's about it.
Rightio. Well, not a good way to go down. Now, tell us a bit about your season. So that was obviously your debut in the last round of the season. You're only 17 years old. You have spent most of the season in the Colts, is that right?
Yeah, most of the season in the Colts.
And did you play any resis leading into it?
Yeah, I played 6 rounds of resis, and then the league debut on the last game of the season.
And did you notice is there a big distinction or difference from Colts to reserves to league? Is there a huge standard? Did you notice a big difference in the standard of footy as you went up?
Yeah, from Colts to resis, I did like bigger bodies, just people ran a lot more and stuff like that. But then resis to league, I didn't find it much different. Just like everyone was good, and like you had to be quicker to get rid of the ball and think faster and stuff like that.
Yeah, and as I did mention, you have kicked a pretty special goal on the weekend. It made Tim Gossage's play of the day on Channel 10 News. And you had 5 bounces and kicked a goal on the run. Do you want to run us through it?
Yeah, I got the ball at half back and I just looked up and no one was in front of me. So I was trying to like find someone to kick it to. And then after my second bounce, someone from Claremont was running at me. So I just tried to get around him, and then as I got around him, I just thought, oh, I may as well just finish with a goal. So I ran in, kicked it.
Mate, it's a pretty special way to start your career with a goal like that. It's going to be hard to topple in the rest of your career.
Yeah, that's it.
And mate, being only 17, have you got any higher aspirations to play AFL footy?
Yeah, hopefully have another year of either Colts or league next year, and then hopefully get drafted at the end of next year.
So you'll be eligible to be drafted next year, not this year. This year you're too young?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And what are the plans for the off season?
Well, the league coach has given me like a program where I have 3 weeks off at the end of the season, and then Jim four times a week after that, and then a bit of touch sessions and conditioning sessions as well.
Oh, wow. So straight back into it, 3 weeks. All right. Well, Mitch, on the Monday Waffle podcast, we like to do the fact check with the players we get on. So we have a couple of quick questions, and you just fire back your answers. Now, you've played for three different coaches in three different teams this year, so these questions apply to anyone that you think is the best answer. So we'll start off with, who's the biggest coach's pet you know at Swan Districts?
I'd have to say Jared Cameron.
Jared Cameron loves his time with the coach. Now, who spends the most time in the mirror in the gym?
That would be, I reckon, Graydon Wilson.
Graydon Wilson. I like how quickly you're coming to these answers. It's some clear leaders in the club. Who fails to turn up to Sunday recovery most often?
That'd have to be Jagan Martin.
Rightio, Jagan enjoys his Saturday evenings. Now, your coach's favourite saying?
I don't really think he has one.
Rightio. Anything in particular he says to you? Put some weight on?
Just take the game on.
Well, you've started that well. And then a highlight for 2018. Surely it's that goal.
Yeah, that goal for sure.
All right, Mitch. We thank you very much for joining us here on the Monday Waffle, and best of luck in the off-season, and we'll keep a close eye on you next year.
Yeah, cheers for that.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
It is time for our tips here on the Monday Waffle, and unfortunately for you guys, you're going to get just my tips, although if I do say so myself, I've been going all right in the waffle tipping recently. Can't say the same in my AFL tipping. South Freo against West Perth at South Freo Oval. I'm going to go for an upset in this one. I'm tipping West Perth to beat South Freo in that one. Can't really give you a reason why other than it went right down to the wire last time. And I think if conditions are a little bit better this week, I think West Perth might have South Freo's measure. And then Claremont Oval, Claremont versus East Perth. I'm going to take Claremont in this one. They've showed some really, really good late season form. The only team to really push Subi all the way. So I think they will get the better of the Royals there at Claremont Oval. So there you have it. West Perth to beat South Freo and Claremont to beat East Perth this weekend. Thank you very much for listening to the Monday Waffle on a Friday. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.